A flag-raising ceremony to mark this year's World Food Day has been held in Accra, with a clarion call on all to work towards a sustainable food system for food security and nutrition. Minister of Food and Agriculture Clement Kofi Homado announced that Ghana has made strides in narrowing gaps in food security, but there are still challenges in the provision of sufficient animal and fish products to augment food security. Rebecca Ekpe brings you more on the World Food Day.
A float through the principal streets of Accra spearheaded the World Food Day celebrations. The floaters carried placards with inscriptions, "Food is life, let's fight hunger, eat what you grow," amongst others. The message is clear: a healthy people depend on healthy food systems. This is why it is imperative for all to develop modules for the eradication of hunger and poverty. More importantly, food is an important indicator of economic development. And according to Food and Agriculture Minister Kofi Homado, Ghana is 55% self-sufficient in most carbohydrate foods as a result of the government's agribusiness program.
Despite this achievement, Ghana continues to have pockets of poverty, hunger and malnutrition, especially in the three northern regions of the country, as well as in peri-urban areas and parts of the southern savannas of the country. This shows clearly that food production alone is not the answer to reducing hunger and malnutrition, but that there are other factors beyond the domain of agriculture that are also contributing factors for ending hunger and malnutrition.
The FAO Director General's message was presented by Dr. Lambodia Tumbiano, while acknowledging the important role by all partners in the food chain in creating a sustainable food security. The message points out government's critical role in creating an enabling environment to address Africa's challenges of food insecurity. The FAO acknowledged that Ghana is making progress by reducing the national proportion of people undernourished in the last decade from 34% in 1990 to 5% in 2012. However, there are still millions globally who suffer from malnutrition, and it's a challenge to all. World Food Day provides a reminder of the FAO's continual search for a lasting solution to the problem of poverty in the world.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.